I like Alex Cazora from Steelers Depot. I think he does a great job. But I have to disagree with him here. Or at least take a different angle. You know, he's talking about how he agrees with Tomlin that it made some sense that there were personnel packages that Pickens just isn't in. And that they used a lot of those that he's not in. Okay, so then I question the scheme, number one. But number two, that doesn't negate the jogging on routes. So I'm going to, again, go with Max Starks here. I don't think that came out of nowhere. Max Starks saying that this guy, you all know who I'm talking about, is more me than we. And he questioned his effort and his pouting and everything else. So I guess if you're talking specifically about why George didn't play as much, okay, then it's a terrible idea to not have him on the field. If it's simply scheme-related, it's a terrible idea to not have your best offensive player on the field on a night when not a lot else is getting done. Like I said earlier, if they were running all over the Cowboys, like everybody else does, then it's more understandable. Like, okay, we don't need George Pickens tonight. This is an easy game where we're just pounding them. But the issues are much larger than that. Does anybody think that would be a good idea moving forward if it's simply scheme-based to not have George on the field? It's insane. And I'm not saying that Alex thought it was a good idea either. He was just pointing it out and actually did some very good research here. But the issues are much bigger than this, and even that, if there's a certain approach they're going to take on game day that has Pickens off the field for more than 40% of the plays, again, unless they're pounding somebody to death in the run game, it's a terrible approach. And this coaching staff has gotten out-schemed badly, really badly, two games in a row. Shane Steichen has just killed Tomlin's defenses, killed them. In the last three games, he has something like 90 points and 1,000 yards of offense, well over 1,100 yards of offense. And I would say Mike McCarthy did the same thing. What did they get, 450? You know, and Tomlin wanted to paint this as an even, hard-fought game at the beginning. I hope behind closed doors, if they're taking a measured analysis of that game, they know they got horribly out-schemed and pounded on both sides of the ball. I hope they know that and have reacted appropriately to that. Man. All right, Limits. This has been a wonderful day. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. What's the bigger story here? The quarterbacks or Pickens today, in your humble opinion?
Well, I think quarterbacks have dominated the news cycle for the past month, so right now it's Pickens. Partly because it's fresh and it's something new to talk about, new to debate. But
isn't it also new that Russ is going to take Wednesday snaps in full health?
Yeah.
I still can't believe that blocking sled sprung to life and attacked him like that.
It came out of the closet and just completely ate him alive.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the other thing about Wilson, though, is, yeah, Tomlin didn't sound too enthused about Wilson, meaning, like, yes, he's definitely adamant he's going to be the starter. He said he's going to get on the field needing back-to-back days to be healthy, and they don't want to disturb Justin Fields' first-team reps.
I mean, it seems like the big question now is, will Russell be the backup? And once we get that established, then we can talk about how quick of a hook Tomlin might have on Fields.
Well, that's the thing. If Wilson is the backup, then Tomlin is saying without saying that Fields is the starter.
Yeah, he pretty much said that. I mean, he's going to start prep tomorrow. We don't want to interfere with Justin's reps. It sounds like that's the direction it's going.
But how long is the leash?
That's the question. Jerry Dulac wrote today, it's only a matter of time. I don't know. If they go out and put up 35 on Vegas and Fields is unbelievable, they just go back to Wilson? I don't think so. Or go to Wilson? And I don't think it's been a foregone conclusion all season that they would go to him either. If he had showed out the other night, like Mr. Big Chest predicted he would, there's zero chance that a healthy Russell Wilson would play in this game.
Right, I agree.
And that's why it was really a blown opportunity for Fields.
If they
really
lose,
was.
If they lose to the Raiders, he's gone.
He had
gone.
A chance to leave no doubt, and instead he left a lot of doubt. So, for our purposes, we have plenty to talk about. Tomorrow, what do we have tomorrow, Limits? I forget.
Kabali tomorrow.
Ah, the big boy.
Yes, we have the big boy. We have...
Fresh from the McAfee show, where he gives his best stuff, and then he comes on here and gives us absolutely nothing.
We have the general, and much more in store.
Hmm, that sounds interesting.
We'll have a wheel of ball tomorrow.
A wheel of ball. We have a quiz show planned for Donnie Football on Friday about the Raiders and Steelers history. You ready for that?
I will be, yes.
True or false, the Raiders beat the Steelers in a playoff game the year after the Immaculate Reception.
It's true.
What was the score? Wrong. 33-14.